Hello, this is Joy with Breaking Curses 101. In this episode, I'm going to tell you about an Egyptian queen that ruled over a high school in Mississippi. Actually, I should say rules over a high school. You know, there are principalities over different regions, institutions. Well, we're going to see what this spirit is over this high school in Mississippi. But first, I'm going to tell you about my own deliverance. Last week, I was delivered from a 41 generation curse over my marriage. My whole life has just been a walk of faith. And everything I've gotten, the life I've lived, has been nothing but faith, because my feelings didn't dictate any of this. My race didn't dictate any of this. I was able to do things that other family members didn't do, go places they didn't go. My life is very unique, but there were so many different things trying to pull me down. And one area of attack, constant attack, was in my marriage. I've been married 27 years, and it's been ever since day one, I should say, ever since we got back from the honeymoon, there was a wall between us. It was like I could feel it just go up between us, and there was tension ever since. And I didn't understand it. I went from church to church to church trying to get help. And all you do is get all kind of advice on how to be a good wife, what to do for your husband. It's all mechanics. Do this, do that, do this, do this. Doesn't matter how you feel. You know, you can feel like hanging yourself from the ceiling fan. But, just ignore everything you feel and just do these things and everything's going to turn around for you. And it's a lie. It's a lie. You got to work in the spirit realm. So I couldn't find a church to help me do that. It wasn't until I discovered what deliverance ministry really was and how to apply it. And so I've gone through my own personal deliverance, not saying that that's complete. Nobody's ever finished getting delivered. But I got delivered of a lot of things personally, but there was still a wall up between me and my husband. Well, one Sunday at the lake, me and two friends, we meet there for Sunday service. And I'm walking them through deliverance. We're doing Bible study. And finally, I just hit a low spot. And I said, y'all got to help me. And I walked them through walking me through deliverance. I know that sounds crazy, but it's kind of like I'm under anesthesia. Not anesthesia, but let's say I'm on an operating table. And I'm teaching them how to do an operation on me. And it was amazing. God starts showing them things. And we found out that this curse came over my family because my family worshipped Anubis. My ancestors worshipped Anubis. In fact, the worship of Anubis was on my side of the family as well as my husband's side of the family. So when that broke, amazingly, let me tell you, not only did the wall come down, like, there's no tension between us. We used to argue all the time. We used to fight all the time. He used to wake up and just, like, start arguments for no reason. It was just crazy, like, but it's gone. It's totally gone. We could actually have a difficult conversation without getting into an argument. I actually agree with the man now. It's crazy. And guess what else? I can cook. This thing was blocking me from putting meals together. It was crazy. He would give me the side eye when I would walk in the kitchen. because I didn't have dinner prepared, he'd be like, just get out so I can fix it myself. And now I'm actually able to think ahead and put meals together. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. So now I'm just, I don't know what, oh, what else? Oh, there was a scrambler spirit that came in, or it came up in the session. And I thought, okay, yeah, this thing is scrambling his brain, right? Of course. And we got rid of it, but I noticed my brain became unscrambled. I'm actually able to sit down and write things out, you know, as far as my own personal finances and personal paperwork. I don't know if I have messy desk syndrome. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but my stuff is just kind of unorganized. Disorganized. What's the right word? Disorganized. And now I'm starting to get a sense of order in my brain. So enough about me. I am just super, 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 super excited that after all these years of being in ministry and helping other people get delivered, that I'm reaping the benefits of deliverance myself. And I thank God for not leaving me out there. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but you're wondering, God, when is it going to be my turn? When is it going to be my turn? And my turn came. Yay! The funny thing is, a lady sent me a dream that she had about me on August the 11th. I know that date clear because my son was moving into his apartment at he was going away to college at a junior college, and he's moving into an apartment. So we were moving him, and she sent me the dream. I stepped outside, read this thing, and she said she saw me in a wedding gown, a very gorgeous wedding gown. It was a replica of me, like a wax figure in a wax museum. In fact, the museum was Ripley's, believe it or not. And it was about Joy having a beautiful, believe it or not, Joy had a beautiful marriage. She was like, I don't know if you were married to Jesus or if you were married to your husband, but you went down in history as having a beautiful marriage. And I just thank God. I know I'm going on. It's been a long time. I've been talking about myself for too long, but I'm just letting y'all know she gave me that dream August 11th. I was like, yeah, right. Okay, whatever. You know, you've been in a situation so long, you just used to coping with it, that you just can't even see it changing. You just like, okay, Lord, just give me strength to keep going. And one day I'm just going to run away. I had plan A, B, and C to get up out of here, okay? When the kids left, oh my goodness, when the last kid leaves, I'm out. Y'all know about it. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I was moving my last kid out of the house, and God healed my marriage. Oh my goodness. Okay. Y'all can just pause this and get your shout on, okay? Because your turn is coming. I want to tell you about my School of Deliverance. The Breaking Curses 101 School of Healing and Deliverance is an online school where I have created classes to walk you through deliverance. These are actual online deliverance sessions where the Holy Spirit shows up and starts talking to you during the sessions. No lie, I'm just the bucket and he has filled the bucket. I created the bucket and he has put his presence in this thing. And people are seeing the strongholds on their lives. People are seeing the folks in their lives that are cursing them. People are finding accursed objects in their homes. The Holy Spirit is illuminating all these things while they're going through. And then my prayers are casting these demons out, and then people are experiencing revolutionary change in their lives. And then I offer mentoring, where you're invited to Zoom sessions in a group for more deliverance online. And I have combined the online classes and the mentoring in a low payment membership. And then if you want one-on-one sessions, you are able to get those as well. So check it out at breakingcurses101.thinkific.com, and the link may change to breakingcurses101.com. I'm also on Facebook and YouTube. Go to the site to download my latest book, 5 Types of People in a Famine. Just go to the site and look at the top tab, and you'll find the books link, and then you'll see the books that I offer. I wrote Removing the Barriers to Healing, which many people have reported getting healed when they read the book, and it teaches you how to walk in the healing ministry. Your life will never be the same after you read this book. You'll be able to pray for anybody about anything and see results, okay? So download my free book, Five Types of People in a Famine, and buy Removing the Barriers to Healing. Are y'all ready? Now we're going to get into the deliverance from Queen Sharla. So the woman came to me and said she's been having dreams about black dogs following her around, and she didn't know where it was coming from. Well, in one of our sessions, I know Anubis shows up as a black dog from Egypt. So I thought for sure Anubis was just going to manifest. So I was like, okay, who is harassing this woman? In the mighty name of Jesus, manifest. Lord have mercy. Queen Sharla, manifest. And Queen Sharla had been in her bloodline for 83 generations. Weird. Anubis was guarding her. So I had gotten the Anubis spirits off of her early in the previous part of the session. I'm skipping to the end. So we got Anubis off of this woman. And I know Anubis always guards for a queen or a king. All right? So I went after who he was guarding, and it said Queen Sharla. Queen Sharla said, I want her destiny. I want to keep it inside of her. So I was like, where are you keeping her destiny? Inside of her. So I said, what devices have you put on this woman? Queen Sharla says, she has to be quiet. I put 3 muzzles on her. 3 muzzles? Really? She can't see or hear. She had blinders over her eyes and sheetrock over her ears. What the heck? I said, when did you come in? Queen Sharla came in through a school in her hometown in 1973. This woman was born later than that, but Queen Sharla came in over this school in 1973. And it's the Queen's territory. Her mission over this woman was, I want her to be ignored. Nobody likes her. It brings in a deaf and dumb spirit. It brings in isolation. And the Queen wants her institutionalized. She said at one point she was trying to commit suicide, and they finally threw her in an institution. That last time. So this was the plot of the queen to get her institutionalized. She came in through a band director. The woman starts seeing a band director. She said, it's funny, I keep dreaming about this man all the time. And the man is dead now. But she still sees the man in his dreams. So I kept digging up and digging up information about this man. This man named Booker Walker was a band director at Hazelhurst High School in Mississippi. He was a Zulu worshiper. I don't feel bad about schools being closed right now. Somebody just got delivered because they shut the schools down. It gets worse. Hold on. This man was a Zulu worshiper. She saw him with a shaker and he was shaking stuff. I don't know what they do. Just, you know, you see people with a shaker and they're doing these rituals, and he had white paint on his body. See, these black people want to worship the gods of their ancestors because they think Jesus is the god of the white man. And they will ridicule you and put you down because you are worshiping white Jesus. Everybody knows Jesus wasn't white. They may have pictures of him as a white man, but Jesus wasn't white. Okay, come on. He's Middle Eastern. But anyway, let me just stop. So that's how stupid this is. This black man is now a Zulu priest, okay? And I said, okay, there's got to be more to this. And it was. Booker came to the school in 1973. So he and his rituals ushered in Queen Charlotte into this school. But she heard he came in 1973 and 1977. And I'm trying to figure out, what did he do in 1977? And she said he had sex with students. I said, how many? She heard 13 girls. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Let me just get graphic with you. I said, okay, because I figured it was some kind of sacrifice. So basically, he was taking these, you know, these kids were his sacrifice. It was sexual sacrifices being done on the property, okay? In order for Queen Charlotte to reign on this property, he had to be doing stuff on the property, and he was. He was having sex with the students behind the bleachers, in his office, on the road, whatever that means, and on the property. And those were sacrifices to Queen Charlotte. Okay, Hazelhurst High School, Mississippi. The band director was Booker Walker, and he is dead now. And I said, we took all these girls off the altars. I hope none of y'all harass these girls. Don't nobody harass them, but somehow somebody needs to know. They need to know that this dude was sleeping with students in the school. And they need to know that curses came over them because of him, because he was a Zulu worshiper as well as a pedophile. But at the same time, I took the girls off the altars. We repented for those sins. And we said, Queen Charlotte, do you have a legal right to stay at that school? Yes, because other teachers are doing the same things with the students. They're having sex with the students. No lie. Okay, y'all, I'm done. And I'm gonna end it right there. Oh yeah, we had to break the soul tie between the woman and the band director. I think we broke soul ties between the band director and the other girls too. This woman never slept with the band director because she quit band. He was so angry with that. He was so angry that she quit band because he wanted to have sex with her too. He was setting her up by forming a soul tie. A lot of you all are reeled in because somebody spit in your food. And y'all, if y'all are on my YouTube page, you heard about the beauty shop. It was the beauty shop YouTube video. Can't remember the full name of it. Beauty Shop of Horrors. There you go. The man put semen in the woman's spaghetti sauce. Anyway, people, that's how they do the witchcraft, the marine witchcraft. They form a soul tie with you, with the saliva, with the body fluids, with the blood and the food, just different things. Okay? So, if you want deliverance, you know you need help. You try to help yourself. Reach out to me at breakingcurses101 at gmail.com. That's my email address for right now. And then I have a free class for you. If you go into the courses site, you'll see the free class that's being offered. All right, I'm out of here. I hope that I didn't make you vomit. I hope I didn't freak you out. Share this podcast. And I'll see you, or I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Ciao.